This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
This is radio by us, for us. Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass.
Thank you, Macca. Macca, did you know that 1.7% of our population is intersex? And has some form of intersex variation?
I didn't know the stat, but you know, thinking about it, it makes some sense.
It's actually almost as many redheads as we have in Australia.
Oh,
there you go. And more interesting than that. More interesting. I don't know about albinos actually, but more interesting than that, Macca. More than half, actually, approximately 60%. Of children who are born intersex have some form of corrective surgery while they are still children, something that has been negotiated between their parents and their healthcare providers.
Right.
So to talk to us about this...
You're not a gender whisperer, are you?
Certainly not.
Because they could be listening, you know.
Certainly not. So, Macca, to actually investigate this a bit further... Ed Santow, one of the Australian Human Rights Commissioners, is actually overseeing a review into this area. Not a piece of work, but a review. I think we've got Ed Santow on the phone, haven't we?
Are you there?
Indeed.
Good morning. How are you?
G'day.
Yeah, very good morning to you both.
Good to have you back on, Ed.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Ed, did I get any of those statistics wrong or can you confirm those?
Those statistics are right, and in a sense, they're quite recent statistics because with the kind of advent of genetic testing, we're now realising that variations in sex characteristics are much more common than we'd previously thought.
Because historically, people have just hidden it or not talked about it and lived with it in whatever way that they could without actually disclosing to their community. There is a bit of a shift, though. People are now saying, this is who I am and it's okay. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the other phenomenon, which is perhaps even more common, is that many people literally didn't know. And that might sound a little strange and if you allow me to be a bit, you know, open and earthy, let me explain why.
Sure.
There are sort of two, broadly speaking, two types of variation. There are those that you can see externally in your genitalia, and that's the ones that were always picked up. But then there are other forms of variation that are kind of inside your body. So some people might look like women, but nevertheless have undescended testes. Mm. And that's something that genetic testing can pick up even before a child is born, but that may have only been picked up previously if there was a really strong reason to do some investigative surgery. So we're really, I guess, identifying what a phenomenon this is in our community. And then what we need to do is make sure that we take an approach to treating those people that is consistent with protecting their human rights.
So, Ed, talk to us a bit about this review that you're conducting. What are you trying to establish, and what's instigated this?
So, in some ways, that huge change in the identification of people with intersex variations, that's one of the key drivers here. And the other, there's two other good things. The first is that in 2013, the Australian Parliament undertook a review that looked at these sorts of issues that shone a light for the very first time. In fact, one of the first such reviews in any country in the world that looked at the experience of people born with intersex variations and what were their positive and their negative experiences, and what it really highlighted was that many of those people reported having surgery and other medical interventions done on them that was not something that they'd ever asked for, not something that they ever understood. And some of them had lifelong, hugely negative consequences as a result. And so the first thing we want to identify is what is happening now. So if you have a child that is born with a variation in their sex characteristics, what's likely to happen? Are they likely to be subjected to very, very early surgery? And if so, is that actually the best approach to protect their basic human rights? Or is that something that might be probably well-meaning, but perhaps on balance more harmful than it does good?
I think, Ed, it's great that, you're undertaking this work. Is part of it, I hope, so that government is better informed to the actual level of intersex, because, you know, as we all know, there are lots of figures bandied about, and the reality is, you know, as Tass said, it's about equal to the number of redheads. When you finish this report, what do you really hope will come out of it? Do you hope that the rights of intersex people will be better recognised, that there's a greater discussion around these issues? What do you hope will be the outcomes, Ed?
Oh, I think we might have lost Ed. We certainly have.
I've upset him.
It's a pretty startling set of issues, don't you think, Macca?
And look, it is. And obviously, hopefully, Ed will call us back. I think with the discussion, you know, the Prime Minister, you know, referring around this issue to how it's discussed in schools and gender whisperers. But the reality is it's almost 2% of the population. I hope that this does inform debate, not just on the government side, on all sides of politics.
But inform some public policy and practices, Macca.
Yeah, so hang
but
on.
We don't have clinicians.
Yeah. We've actually got Ed back. We were just... the question I wanted to ask Ed was, what do you hope to come out of this work and when you've finished it? What are the sort of outcomes would you like to see?
Yeah, such a crucial question. So, in broad terms, we think that there are protections that can be given to human rights for people born with intersex variations, and there are three specific things. The first thing we're looking at is, do we need to change the law? Do we need to add additional protections? For example, California, in the last month or so, has implemented a new law that basically outlaws unnecessary surgical interventions for intersex people. So that's the kind of thing that some stakeholders are urging, and we're going to be looking very closely at those sorts of proposals. The second thing is, what are some of the medical protocols that are followed? There are some fantastic doctors and medical professionals in this space, but we're also hearing a great deal about inconsistency in Australia, and not all people experiencing the absolute best and most up-to-date medical care. And so how can we make sure that we have consistency of best practice? And then the third thing is really fundamentally about education and training. If you have a child, the very first question that you're asked is almost always,
what's the gender?
Is it a boy or is it a girl? Mm. Exactly. And if the answer is, we think it might be a boy, but that's an incredibly confronting thing for a parent to have to, deal with. On the other hand, it's much, much more important than anything else, that child grows up feeling loved and isn't made to feel in any way abnormal. And so we need to support parents and families and of course, people born with variations in sex characteristics themselves to feel just that. Can I give a quick analogy?
Sure.
My grandfather was born in 1900, and he was really left-handed, but he was born in an era where that was considered to be in all ways, including morally, wrong. He was beaten at school whenever he favoured his left hand. Now, you know, today we realise that that's absurd. He had some lifelong consequences from that, but they were fairly mild. But I guess what it shows us is that in many ways we sometimes can be really rigid about saying, oh, well, you have to be either, you know, one thing or the other. We don't always recognise the kind of infinite variety of human experience. And we should, because we are in so many ways diverse, and we should recognise and celebrate that. And we should never, ever make people feel abnormal or bad or take action against them.
Absolutely, Ed. Because there are people listening out there, what's the time frame and what's the process for the review and what are the time frames, and can any of our listeners participate in any way?
So the time frame is we'll have a report the first part of 2019. At the moment, we are going around Australia speaking with people from all kinds of different perspectives. So people in the medical community, advocates, people, just ordinary people who were born with variations in sex characteristics, and some of them have had really horrifying experiences. Some of them have had very positive experiences, and some in between, and their families. And we're trying to get a really clear picture of the situation so that we can come up with some recommendations, which will go in our final report. We've had submissions open for the last few months, and we've received a large number of kind of written submissions from the community. And of course, while that deadline is formally closed, if anyone wants to get in touch with us, they can do so via our website, and we're always really, really keen to hear from people.
Fantastic.
And look, thank you again, Ed, for coming on the show and for your work. I hope what does come out of this is that people on all spectrums around this issue actually get to understand. There's nothing like a few facts to crystallise a discussion. So I look forward to that, because, you know, it's really important that intersex folk do get treated and regarded as appropriately and as equal members of all communities. So I look forward to that.
And we look forward to having you back on the show to talk about the report outcomes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, beautifully said, and I look forward to engaging with you again soon about this.
Good on you. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Ed.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
So Ed Sandhauser, Commissioner with the Human Rights Commission, and as TASS would say, they're doing a piece of work on intersex, and particularly around intersex children. And in case you missed earlier, 1.7%, TASS, of
the population.
Of the population.
Have some form of intersex variation.
Yeah. So if you're a redhead, you'll know you're about the same percentage of the population.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.